Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I tend to be a great believer in fairness. When I was a child, my parents used a number of strategies to promote fairness. If my sister and I needed to divide something, like a piece of cake to share, one of us was the cake cutter, and the other got to choose first which half of the cake they would take. It certainly promoted a desire to cut the cake as evenly as possible. But I remember on many occasions I would protest to my father that something just wasn't fair. And often, instead of receiving the justice that I thought I deserved, Dad would just say, "Well, sometimes life just isn't fair." That was the end of the conversation, but I would go away grumbling in my head, "But it should be." Of course, as life went on, like all of us, I learned that my father was absolutely right. Life is not always fair. And I still wrestle with that voice in my head that says, "But it should be." Today's gospel text raises an interesting question. Is God fair? I have to tell you that if I was one of the workers who worked the whole day, I would have felt more than a little ripped off in seeing people who worked barely at all get the same wage as me. One of the ways that this text addresses this is by reminding those who worked the longest that, first of all, they got exactly what they had been promised. No contract had been broken. And secondly, didn't the owner of the vineyard have the right to do with his wealth just exactly what he wanted to do? That still seems like less than a perfectly satisfactory answer to me. I think I still would have felt the way I feel, you know, those times when someone else has gotten a better deal than me on something because of timing or because they knew somebody. I hated shopping in Israel because what you paid was dependent on how good you were at bartering. And I hated that process. I liked the stores where the prices were fixed and I could simply decide whether or not I was willing to spend that much. I went to one shop one day looking for a piece of jewelry, and I saw a necklace that I really, really liked. But when I asked the price, it was huge compared to what I felt like I wanted to spend on a piece of jewelry. As you have come to know, I don't wear much jewelry, but I love it anyway. So he brought the price down a little. I'm going, "No, it's too much." And he brought the price down a little bit more. And I said, "No, it's too much." And I'm trying to get to the door to get out of there. And he's literally in my face preventing me from getting to the door. And he finally quoted me a price that was less than half of where he started. And I just said to him, "You have just quoted me a price that is less than half of where we started. How do I have any clue as to what this piece of jewelry is really worth? I'm not buying it." Well, thank goodness there were a couple of people from our tour who were outside, and they must have seen the distress in my face or something, because they came in and basically the three of us marched out of the store together. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have ever gotten out of there. But the text for today has to do with the kingdom of God and definitely does raise the question, is God fair? To really understand the text, we need to know a little bit more about the culture of the time and the precarious lives that these workers lived. They were day laborers, and generally the wage for a day laborer was scarcely enough to provide for one's basic needs for a day. If a day laborer did not work, there was a strong probability that somebody in their household wouldn't eat that day. And if a day laborer didn't work for many days in a row, all of a sudden their basic housing could be at risk. Those who were not hired at the beginning of the day would have spent the day extremely stressed about where their dinner was coming from, desperate to earn a little something. And they would have been extremely grateful when they got called into the vineyard. And even more grateful that at the end of the day, they received not the pennies that they might have deserved, but the full day's wage, a denarius. So when I look at this text again, and especially alongside our Old Testament text, it really speaks of God's provision of our daily needs. The day laborers received their daily wage. The manna and the quail came daily. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." We live in a culture where hardly anyone gets paid on a daily basis. We get our checks mostly monthly or biweekly and then have to manage our money prudently. We also live in a culture where, unfortunately, some people get paid outrageously. And I think about the millions paid out to sports stars or CEOs of big companies. And I find myself wondering how we can justify one person's contribution to society as being worth so much more than somebody else's. And unfortunately, in our culture, there are still those who feel the same stress as the day laborers about whether their money is going to stretch to meet the needs of the month. And equally, unfortunately, in our culture, sometimes we struggle to see the difference between our needs and our greeds. The Old Testament story doesn't get finished in today's lectionary. If we read on, we find that people were instructed to gather enough manna for their daily needs, except on the sixth day when they were to gather for 2 days. And when they got greedy, or maybe they just didn't trust that the manna would show up the next day, they woke up the next day to find it full of maggots, spoiled. Hoarding was not allowed and was contrary to the trust that looked to God to provide for daily needs. Perhaps the message of the text is twofold. On the one hand, to live a deep trust in God's provision of our daily needs. And on the other hand, if we have been blessed to have resources beyond our daily needs, to look at how we can pattern our lives after that generous vineyard owner who wanted all of his workers to have their daily needs met. And I have one other thought as I reflect on this text. What of the workers? Is it perhaps part of God's message that God doesn't want anyone just idly standing around? That there is more than enough work in the kingdom of God for all of us. Psychology tells us that human beings need a sense of purpose in order to experience optimum well-being. That lacking it, we tend to feel a loss of self-esteem or worse, fall into a significant depression. That's part of why I'm at St. George's. The idea of just sitting at home, idly twiddling my thumbs and watching television would have bored me to tears and certainly sucked me into a major depression. And I am quite certain that God didn't want me just standing idly by, that God still had a purpose for me in the work of God's kingdom. But what about you? Is God calling you to take up some work in some part of the kingdom of God? We haven't even gotten to the official start of the stewardship campaign, but clearly today's texts speak of stewardship, God's generous provision and our response. Discovering the joy of living out God's plan and purpose for each of us from day to day. Amen.